being called Boko Haram's worst attack this year in Nigeria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And today, we want to get you praying for Nigeria as families are still reeling from the violence. And speaking of praying, did you know that yesterday was the World Deaf Day of Prayer? The details of both of these stories are coming up in today's program and carry with them the hope quotient. We'll start today in Nigeria, where Boko Haram last week carried out their bloodiest attack so far this year in northeast Nigeria. Gunfire and targeted explosions in Maiduguri killed at least 14 and injured more than 30. David Taylor with Christian Aid Mission says the timing of the attack during Ramadan is likely not a coincidence.
This is a time when Muslims are thinking about how they can please God. And for many Muslims, that means going on jihad. They're doing it because they're coming from an ideology where they have no assurance of salvation. And the only assurance that Islam gives them is if they die in jihad, they can be right with God. And so it's an amazing contrast between the gospel and between something that is a complete opposite. And I really think it's a way for us to understand how important the gospel is.
Christian Aid's ministry partners share the gospel in Nigeria's internally displaced person camps, and they've seen God do the miraculous.
There have actually been people who have come to Christ in these camps who are from Boko Haram. When they've seen the love of Christ being shared in very practical ways in these camps from Christians, it's really moved their hearts.
Would you pray for more eyes to be open to God's grace? And the guy in our next story might sound like someone you know. When Femi moved to a big city, jobs were everywhere, but so were expenses. Money started running low, and Femi turned to alcohol. Rob Myers of Door International.
His drinking began to spiral out of control and eventually caused his family to leave him, eventually caused him not to be employed anymore. And he didn't see any other way out. He had lost hope and he didn't know what he should do.
But then God. One night as Femi headed out for a drink, he came across someone from Door sharing the gospel, and he gave his heart to Christ, which is always an amazing thing.
But what I find even more amazing about Femi's story is that Femi is a deaf man, and if you were to go back 3 or 4 years, Femi would not have had access to God's word in his own native language, which is Nigerian Sign Language. It just didn't exist prior to 2013.
2013 is when Door began sign language Bible translation and deaf church planting ministry in Nigeria. This fall, their deaf translation team will complete the first ever Bible translation in Nigerian Sign Language. Visit us online to help sign language scripture reach people like Femi. And finally, did you know that one of the largest unreached people groups might live in your own backyard? Out of 70 million deaf people in the world, less than 2% have heard the gospel. J.R. Buckley with Deaf Bible Society explains.
Unlike some of us who may have grown up in the Bible Belt or from Christian background communities who we may have some context, you know, we've heard the story of David and Goliath, or we kind of know of Adam and Eve, we know Jesus, whether it's particular denominational bent or not, we know the name. A lot of deaf people have never even been told these stories because here in the U.S., most deaf children have hearing parents, and the majority of those parents never learned to sign.
So yesterday was the World Deaf Day of Prayer, an opportunity to raise awareness for the spiritual needs of the deaf community and call people to pray. But it's not too late to get involved.
What we can be praying for is leaders. We need leaders, and not just leaders, but we need leaders and we need tools and resources so we can equip them to lead well and to have success at engaging their communities.
Deaf Bible Society has scripture in 15 different languages. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to the Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. To download yours for free, go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.